Here in the U.S., $2,000 might get you a used car, a pretty old used car, as a matter of fact, never a new car. But a new survey shows that these days, some new cars are actually cheaper than used models. Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst with the auto information site Edmunds.com, which did the survey. She joins us from Detroit to talk about this. Nice to have you back.
Great to be back.
How does this happen that a new car could be cheaper?
Well, if you can imagine a graph, and what we've got is new car prices and the deals dropping. And at the same time, used car prices are edging up, and to the point that they're converging, and in some cases, the new car represents a better deal than the year-old counterpart of that vehicle.
So break it down. Give us an example of a used car that would be actually more expensive than one that's new.
Well, take, for example, the Honda Civic Hybrid. You can save about $2,000 on the 09 model because of all the great deals versus the 08. There's things like 0% financing. There's big rebates. We're seeing incentives on new cars at record levels right now because car sales are so bad.
And then I gather there, in some cases, are protections being offered for if you buy a new car that you would never have gotten previously.
Well, first of all, with a new brand new car, you get the full life of the warranty. So right there, you're one up. Second, there are a number of places, and this is increasing, that are offering a protection plan in case you lose your job. Hyundai, for instance, offers the Hyundai Assurance Plan that you can turn the car back in if you become laid off in the next year. So that's a great peace of mind. I mean, one of the reasons people are not buying cars is they're fearful that they'll lose their job. So that gives them a little bit of peace of mind.
It's also the case that it's not just that new cars are getting cheaper or there are better deals to be had, but that used cars are getting more expensive.
Precisely. When you aren't selling as many new cars, you're not producing as many used cars. And the other thing we've seen is corporations are laying people off. They don't have as many company cars in their fleets. The daily rental car companies, which were a source of used cars, are keeping their cars longer. We're hearing of them keeping them as long as 2 years. So the source of used cars is drying up, which drives up the price.
So given this sort of change in the economics, at least at this moment in time, do you think consumers will pick up on this, and will it in turn help new car sales pick up?
Well, here's the hard part. It requires some serious research by the consumer. You have to shop well for your financing rates. You have to shop well for your deals. You've really got to look at what are the deals in your area. It really requires a lot more work by the consumer, but it may well be worth it. So you will see much more room for haggling, let's say.
Michelle Krebs is a senior industry analyst with the consumer auto information website, Edmunds.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.